do not adjust your set, because we're trying to send you the comics page. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome, or you might say Cool Weird Awesome is on the air. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, April 30th, the opening day in 1939 of the World's Fair in New York. Pretty much every one of the old World's Fairs made some news, but this one also made news about the way you could get the news. It featured a newspaper that was delivered to you over the radio. By that, I don't mean that you could tune into a radio station and hear someone read the news. I mean you could get a radio broadcast that would send you a newspaper that your set would print out. In a way, this wasn't that different from a fax machine, which sent visual information through a phone line so that a similar device could print that information out. It was the work of William G.H. Finch. He worked for International News Service and ended up with a number of patents related to facsimile machines. He started selling radio sets to consumers with built-in printers. At night, customers could set those radios to frequencies owned by newspaper publishers. And overnight, those publishers could scan and transmit their newspapers over the radio stations just as they would send them to printing presses. Then the people could wake up to the morning paper printed right there by their radios, and newspapers wouldn't have to spend so much money on paper and printing and delivery. In addition to being showcased at the World's Fair, there were actually radio newspaper projects in a bunch of cities: New York, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Nashville. But they didn't last long because there really wasn't any demand for the idea. Getting newspapers by radio meant buying a more expensive radio and keeping it filled with paper, and remembering to tune the radio to the right station each night and hoping that there was no static during the newspaper broadcast which could interfere with the transmission, or that there was a paper jam that could mess up the printing. It was a lot easier to just get a newspaper delivered or to buy one at a newsstand and just listen to the radio for radio programs. The efforts to conserve paper during World War II finished the idea off for good, and as time went on, people were growing more and more interested in another idea that had been featured at the 1939 World's Fair: television. You can learn more about the short-lived attempt to send newspapers over the radio at coolweirdawesome.com. We've got a very clean story for you. That's right after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Weird Universe just pointed us toward an unusual feature at Michigan State University. The Abrams Planetarium there is also home to the Moist Towelette Museum, a collection of some of the handiest wipes you'll ever need to clean up on the go. I'm Brady. Don't miss out on the museum's collection of Star Trek-themed towelettes. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool Weird Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.